We take him back to city. My father used to run things here.
Nucky Thompson's about to hit 7 years of lean.
Which leaves us the booze.
What we ship comes in, what Nucky ships doesn't.
I made inquiries, Harry. Heard good things about you from Judge Graves.
You mean you heard I play ball?
Well, don't you? What did he promise you?
More than you ever did.
I will ruin you.
Lewis!
It's a joke.
You got liquor. You got money.
I need cash up front.
We got a deal.
You're carrying a child. That is a sacred charge from the Lord and a financial agreement between us.
I need a port to land some cargo.
My 20%
includes men to oversee the operation.
This could be an opportunity, gentlemen. We meet up and we figure a way to take it all.
How do you propose to handle Nucky?
Just kill him.
What are your talents, Mr. Slater?
Making people stop.
Mr. Slater will be driving me now.
A bit cheeky, isn't he?
He's serving a purpose.
When you're done, you'll leave and will not speak a word about it.
That child is for you.
Help! Have you ever posed for an artist?
Many orbits.
Pay him.
I'll take care of it.
You built this town. Now you can have it back.
You're stepping down as treasurer?
I am.
Ingrid, is it?
Secretly. Her name is Bud.
Abigail.
Here's Tammany.
Is it here?
Your husband did this to you.
My father's dead. The shooting, I never meant for that to happen.
Agent Van Alden.
Hands straight in front of you. You take a seat.
I intend to make a full confession. Then, Father Brennan will marry you.
Defense motion for mistrial is granted. This case is dismissed.
Mr. and Mrs. Mueller, welcome to Cicero.
I'm sure we'll be quite happy here.
There's roughly 160,000 acres. That land will be worth a fortune, Mrs. Thompson. I'll need you to sign the deed back over as soon as you get a chance.
It's the only way we could have ended, isn't it? So who's going to do it?
I am.
How long is this going to take?
It's not moving.
The lugs are rusted.
Where's Walt Wallet when you need him, huh?
Yes, here now, right?
Nah, that ain't going anywhere.
Morning.
Well, it was.
Flat tire, eh?
Lugs are rusted. At least this lug is.
I got some 3-in-1 in the glove box. Maybe that'll help.
I don't know what that is.
It's oil. What else?
Let him get the thing.
Could have been a tool.
Pardon?
3-1. What else you said? Could have been a wrench or something.
I don't see how it could have been a wrench.
Or a solvent of some type?
Well, naturally, but...
Yeah, I grew up in Sicily. Spelinga. We had olive oil, not what do you call? 3-1.
Look, mister, I didn't mean anything by it.
Pulling your leg. Relax.
Come on, Regina.
What's her name? Regina.
Yeah, means queen.
And good day to you.
To you as well. Come on, Regina.
What else could it be? Here. Could be this. Well, maybe it could be this. Or this. You fucker.
There'll be a change in the weather, a change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in me. My walk will be different, my talk and my name. And if that ain't enough, I'm gonna change the way I strut myself. Oh, nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. Oh, there'll be some changes made. I'm gonna change my way of living. If that ain't enough,
like a hot coffee on a cold morning, eh? Good breakfast? I tell you, when I was a kid, I never ate breakfast. Well, we barely had any food. But now, it's my favorite meal of the day. My kids, I make sure they always start the day with a hot meal. It's funny, some people... How they say they never steal. But you've got a family, kids to take care of. You'll do anything. Which is why I'm not angry. What's your name again?
Nate.
Really, I'm not. I mean, you're a thief, right, Nate?
Mr. Thompson.
You steal things for a living. Isn't that correct?
Answer the man, then he speaks.
Yes.
Okay. So on the one hand, we have you, Nate, a thief. On the other, we have Mr. Doyle here, who owns a warehouse in which he stores booze. One night, Mr. Doyle leaves the aforementioned warehouse unattended while he answers nature's call in the outhouse. The thief, spotting an opportunity to feed his family, comes in and robs the warehouse with an unknown accomplice. Now, I ask you, Mr. Doyle, what do thieves do?
Beg pardon?
It's a simple question. What do thieves do?
They steal things?
Correct. That's their job. They steal things. And warehouse owners?
Store things?
Right again. Now, who, in this scenario, wasn't doing their job? The thief, whose entire reason for being is to steal things, or the fucking imbecile who left the warehouse full of liquor unlocked while he was taking a goddamn dump.
The imbecile?
The imbecile. I'm not angry, Nate. You were only doing your job.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson.
Who's your wheelman?
Roland Smith.
Roland Smith. Untie him. Oh, but before you do, put a bullet in his fucking head.
What? No! No, Mr. Thompson! Please! No! No! Please!
Certain people you do not steal from.
Set down the door, you please.
Yes, ma'am.
Where shall I put these? Okay. Philip, the serving spoons need polishing.
Right away, ma'am.
Auld Lang Syne.
Auld Lang Syne.
It's Scottish for long, long ago.
Will we sing it tonight?
Yes, dear. The moment the clock strikes midnight.
Daddy says I could stay up till 1923.
No bragging, Teddy.
Where is Daddy?
At work, I imagine.
I made him a card.
Well, we'll see him tonight at the party. You can give it to him then.
Mama, what's an aviatrix?
A female aviator.
A lady who flies an aeroplane?
Can you believe it?
Carrie Duncan. She'll be the first person to fly nonstop across the entire continent.
She takes off from Cape May in the morning.
Just as soon as she finishes bobbing her hair.
That'll be all, Philip. I have a meeting. I'll be back in a few hours. The ice will be delivered at once. Make sure it's clean and chipped into pieces.
I'd like to introduce Evelyn, who will be joining us here at the Artemis Club.
Hi. That was lovely, dear.
Now, a few points of business. Given the festive nature of the holiday, we can expect more than the usual amount of inebriation among our guests. And requests for you to partake will increase accordingly. I urge you to resist this temptation, as an infraction will result in a $25 fine. Be polite and charming and forget what you're here for. Gentlemen remain gentlemen only when they must.
Try a darker shade of lip rouge.
The Follies are in town, so we can expect a visit from Mr. Ziegfeld.
I read he's back with his wife.
If it weren't for married men, we'd be out of business, dear.
Can we go see the arcade?
Come on now. I'm sorry.
Mr. Harrow is our caretaker. A war veteran.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Run along, darling. Take him to Heckler's Flea Circus on the Midway. Come, dear. See your room.
How's your train?
Not till 6. She's up to 12 trunks already. 2 more for my mother.
It's Naples, not the moon. Naples is the moon. The dark side.
He's here.
Dean O'Banion.
I was expecting you to come down a chimney.
But you've been a bad boy, Alphonse. For your wife, straight from the shop. Happy holidays.
Bon cap et dame. Four whiskeys over there. Sit.
So, what brings me to the south side on a cold winter's day?
You don't mind sending your bear over here?
Whatever could you mean?
It was settled, Dean. The territories. Now Jake says you're encroaching.
Is that what Jake says? You deny it?
Without equivocation.
Let's drink. Salud.
Sláinte. Good stuff.
Harder to come by every day.
Now the reason you gotta respect the boundaries.
As I said, Al. Or, you have some mozzarella in your ears?
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm asking you, are you fucking deaf?
Hey, this kid's deaf.
Come on, I'm sure you meant no offense.
Peace on earth, goodwill to man. Now, the territories, as I understood them, was that the north side belongs to me. The south is yours. But my pal Spike O'Donnell runs the carry patch south to here.
Up to Cass Avenue. North of that's ours.
Then I stand corrected. I believed I was doing business on Mr. O'Donnell's turf with his consent.
And I believe you're full of shit.
Good day, gents. Oh, and, say hello to your boy. Or at least, wave.
Go! Get him out! Get him out! Come!
My fucking kid, Johnny!
But is it worth the war? Behave yourself, okay? I don't want no problem while I'm gone.
My name is Resolution.
I'm serious now.
I know.
A lot of money at stake, huh?
Later on, I'm gonna see that fuck.
I thought you made a resolution.
But no use ain't till midnight.
Give me a drink.
Harry, Jess, how are you?
Good to see you, Nuck.
Met Mayor Bader, County Treasurer Damian Fleming.
Your old job. Those 2-hour naps must be grueling.
All saddles in at the Blenheim?
Just for the day, I'm afraid.
So you'll miss my shindig. Too bad.
Duty calls. Or in our case, Secretary Mellon, the Grand Poobah of the Treasury Department.
Back to Washington on the express. And with that gorgeous view of the ocean.
I'd say you fellas are getting splashed enough. That article in the New York Times?
Untermeyer's got an axe to grind.
If Untermeyer were the only woodsman. The Veterans Bureau, this business with the oil company now.
Sinclair.
You boys are quite popular with the press.
23 will be better.
It's 24 I'm worried about.
Hardy's got a snowball's chance.
So I'll see you boys tonight.
It's your thing. Gentlemen.
Eddie, why don't you show Mr. Smith here the cigar stand?
The pativas are quite nice.
Let's cut the bullshit, shall we, Harry? You fellas are going down, and you're not taking me with you.
Come on, Nuck.
Come on, your ass. 40 grand a month in protection, and that's not even counting the other...
40 grand a month is not 5%
Remus,
of what you're making.
Remus, Rothstein, Torrio, and every time I open a paper, there's a new goddamn investigation.
Maybe it's time you dismounted that high horse. I seem to recall a few articles about your legal troubles as well.
A year and a half ago. I'm a philanthropist now.
You're a gangster, plain and simple.
I run a tight ship, Harry.
You run an open-air bazaar. Alcohol to the highest bidder. People being murdered on the roads?
Scarborough Heights is nearly 60 miles from here.
Well, how long before this place hits the headlines?
You're telling me how to conduct my affairs?
All I'm saying is you live in a glass house.
Then let's leave it at that, shall we?
Fine. About the money. In an effort to keep the press hounds at bay, starting soon, I won't be accepting cash directly.
I'll pay Jess.
I'm backing Jess off this. I have a middleman. He'll be in touch. What do you make of this lady flyer?
That she should spread her legs and leave spreading the wings to her husband.
While we continue to expand our surgical capabilities.
Last week, a thoracic surgeon was added to our staff, and he performed a revascularization.
I won't pretend to know what that is.
The pericardial sac is opened, and upon closure, the scar tissue that forms sends oxygenated blood to the ischemic heart.
And to the left, we have our brand new Enoch and Margaret Thompson pediatric annex. They're no longer does St. Teresa's play second fiddle to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia.
Thanks to the Thompsons, first-rate pediatric care is now available right here in Atlantic City.
Well done.
We're quite pleased to have been able to help.
As we continue to modernize our facilities, we plan eventually to affiliate with a major university. We envision a day when Penn Medical students will have their first clinical experience here at St. Teresa's.
Please.
A teaching hospital.
Information. Nurse!
We need a gurney.
Order, get a gurney.
I'm very sorry you had to witness that.
Let's adjourn to the boardroom. The new landscaping for our courtyard. We're choosing hedges.
I need a lady's opinion.
Are you thinking cypress or box? My wife is part of the dry grain.
Well, the ladies always know best. No wife is part of the room.
Mr. Posner?
Yes?
Good day, sir. My name is George Mueller. I represent the Faraday Electric Iron Company. Is the lady of the house in as well?
What? No. What is it you're selling?
Your wife requested some information on a product that could save her hours of back breaking.
It's New Year's Eve, Bob.
Yes, sir. If I could just come in today.
What did you say? You want to come back next week?
The thing is, sir, the company's holding a sales contest. Today is the last.
Who is that?
Some peddler, I don't know. A real flummox.
Hurry, hurry. Step right up, boys. Win a prize. Ladies, does your man have a steady hand? Fellas, are you aiming to impress your gal? Take a shot at the Great Plains Shooting Gallery. One dime is all it takes. Yes.
That's enough, pal.
Dad teach you to shoot?
Actually, it was my sister. Your dad was a good shooter.
He killed bad guys in the war.
That's right.
Rudy, the Congo creep. Hoppy, the frog boy. Been here since he was just a tadpole. Ladies and gentlemen,
please. One time his boy got hurt and he had to go to the hospital.
Who told you that?
My mama.
Your mother. was a beautiful woman. She painted pictures.
No, she doesn't.
She did. She painted the one in my room.
She's taking me to the movies tomorrow.
Who is?
My mother.
You mean Jillian?
That's what I said. Can we get some cotton candy?
Gentlemen, Mrs. Thompson, thank you for a terrific year.
Always a pleasure.
Happy New Year.
And to you as well.
We'll see you tonight, then.
We'll be looking forward to it.
Have a great New Year. Fantastic.
Dr. Mason, I'm Margaret Thompson. We met at the holiday luncheon.
Yes, of course.
I was wondering, the woman earlier, how is she?
She's resting, but unfortunately she miscarried.
I'm so sorry.
It was unnecessary. Her baby's death, it could easily have been prevented. She miscarried, most likely due to an E. coli infection. If someone had told her to avoid raw milk, her baby would be alive. You're on the board of this hospital, Mrs. Thompson, are you not?
I am.
Then you might be interested to know that we do not provide even the most elementary prenatal care. We do not instruct women in nutrition or hygiene. They are ignorant about their bodies. And what you saw today is the result.
And what do you expect me to do?
Nothing.
Moving along, fellas. I want to finish up early. Bid adieu to 22. Well, look who's slumming.
Where's your partner?
Eating his lunch. Mia, we got company.
You don't tell me then the boss
comes around. I just did, for Christ's sake.
Lucky, what brings you?
I've got some fitters out. This Roland Smith, he's hiding in Willow Grove.
You're all neck of the woods.
That's how it's feeling.
Spare him the interrogation and leave the body as a message for anyone else who'd like to rob us.
These fuckers need to learn respect.
Is there a problem, Manny?
New Year's Eve. My wife makes a little party.
You were destitute and desperate.
Do you remember how I helped you?
And I helped you as well. I do this for you. But I've owned my own still. My own operation. Friends should not become partners.
Mickey? He's your friend?
What else to call the pots?
Okay, Manny. You have yourself a deal.
You won't be sorry. 3 months from now, I'll be stuffing your pockets with money.
Roland Smith. Just make sure he's dead before tomorrow.
Oh, excuse me.
Ow!
Very, very sorry. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better. Every day in every way, I am getting better and better.
Good afternoon. My name's George Mueller. I'm with the Faraday Electric Iron.
I thought you were the grocer.
No, ma'am. I'm with the Faraday Electric.
Take it on the arches.
Happy New Year.
Lucky, great to see you.
Thank you, Kyle.
Terrific night, sir.
Thank you.
You look beautiful, Mrs. Thompson.
Well, thank you.
If I didn't know better, I'd swear I was in Egypt. How did you manage?
Oh, we simply studied the photograph.
Afraid I'm getting credit where credit's not due. My wife is responsible for all of us.
Imagine it. A worthless desert far as the eye can see. But right there underfoot, a treasure of untold millions.
I can imagine it, actually. Let's see this.
Excuse me a moment.
What is it? Down. Just for a few minutes.
Why not?
There he is! Pharaoh himself!
Eddie, glad you can make it.
Make it? I wouldn't miss it. Easier than a schlep to Egypt. And better libation, I'd wager, too.
Probably a safe bet.
Only one way to find out.
You must be the boy king.
My boyish charms went out with the horse and buggy. Now, this lad here.
Oh. Hello, handsome. And who would you be?
Theodore Thompson, ma'am. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Well, I'm Lillian Kent, but you can call me Billy. All my pals do. He is, darling.
22 is this to be? Is that a real leopard?
Teddy. What that furrier dunked me for, I should hope so.
All right, then. Back upstairs with you.
Ready to sing for our supper?
One more and I will be. Oh, make that a double. Yourself.
You see that? Look closely. That's her name. Angela Darmody.
That's my last name.
Of course it is.
I want to make a picture.
Okay. There we go.
What was?
Jillian.
What was a long time ago?
The war.
Is that a suitable topic? What are you boys doing?
Making a picture. Like my mother. She painted that one.
I'm your mother now. Remember?
Yeah.
Well, come with Mama. Time for bed.
Good night.
For me?
Al! Thought Torrio had you on a leash.
Well, he left town and I chewed through it. Oops.
You really want to do this?
Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Hey, oh, dummy! Where the fuck
you been?
I beg you.
Shut your yap and look smart. We got company. Now, what were you saying?
What's your step, Danny?
This is my joint now, on the north side of town. Unless you want to taste what's in that suitcase there. I watched my own step, I was you. Beautiful. I don't know who you are, mister, but you just made a pal.
I'm George Mueller with the Faraday Electric Iron Company.
Dino Banyan. Hey, you married?
I am.
Yeah? How about this? I'm going to make you a swell bouquet to take home to Mrs. Mueller. Huh? What is it, irons you're selling?
Yes, sir. They'll save you hours of...
Give me 24. How's that?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Oh, you're a good man, Mueller. You got a nice poker face.
Hey, you ever want a real job?
Just ask around about Dini O'Banion.
24.
24.
3,000 years ago, King Tutty reigned, you know. He must have traveled greatly in his time. For in his tomb out there was gold and silverware from big hotels of every land and clime. While going through his royal robe, they found up in his sleeve the first big leaf that Adam gave to Eve. And old King Tut, 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 when he came in today, beneath the trumpet skies, King Tut, Tut was very wise. Now old King Tut, Tut, Tut was always gay. Cleopatra, she sat upon his knee. That's where she sat. The girls would dance for him, and every move a treat. They'd move and move and move, but never move their feet. 1,000 girls would dance each day with lots of hip, 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 hooray. Day. 1,000 years ago, in history we know, King Tutkin came and ruled a mighty land. He ruled for many years, mid laughter, song, and tears. He made a record that will always stand. They opened up his tomb the other day and jumped into me.
What's about the Nefertitis?
That Canta, luckiest year to life.
This Kent is no typical Corrine. You speak from experience? I speak as her landlord, Mr. Yale.
The second luckiest year to life.
Apartment house of mine on West 57th.
A tenant. Now Remus has heard everything.
You can tell Remus it happens to be true. Chip, you made it.
How was the trip down?
Flat tire, believe it.
Your Tabor Heights, by any chance?
I spent the last 8 hours washing grease off my hands. Think you can introduce us to your date?
Of course. Where are my manners?
Scruffy. Meet Charlie Luciano. What's that? She says you remind her of her brother.
In your case, it's a compliment.
Chip Rossetti. Meet George Remus.
Pleasure.
A little whiskey to warm you up?
This one's got ice water in his veins. Take a lot more than whiskey.
Take a lot more than that whiskey. Remus has the good stuff.
Speaking of which, we need to talk. Getting a lot of demand for rum, and that's...
Cleopatra requests your presence.
That's okay. I wasn't really interested in finishing my thought.
Relax, Chip. It's a party.
Raise the toddy. Happy New Year, everybody.
Mickey and Margaret Thompson.
I saw a straight tackle.
Oh, there's never worked
there. Hey, Georgie boy, how's tricks?
I made 24 sales. You don't say.
That's quite a haul.
Not for a closer like George.
Every no is one step closer to a yes.
It certainly is.
Except you're a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, $500 to be precise.
Phil there is the big winner.
I got the order slips. 2 dozen irons. That puts me ahead by 7.
That's swell, George. And you'll certainly get your commission, but the contest is over.
You missed the tally.
10 p.m., you said.
You don't know onions.
Onions? Must be all the sawdust between those cauliflowers.
The deadline was 9 o'clock, George.
You said 10 p.m., Mr. Gover.
It's after hours. Hey, call me Scotty.
I'm sure it was 10.
Now, George, you know there's a city ordinance that says you can't peddle goods after 9 o'clock.
What? No, I wasn't aware.
Well, sure. Disturbing the peace. That's why the deadline was 9 bells.
My wife and I were going to use the prize money to buy a house.
Oh, come on now. Don't be shot to pieces. Have a drink.
I don't consume alcohol.
Well, me? I'm going to get slopped.
No sleep and nearly 30 hours in the air. Can you imagine soaring through the sky like a bird? 30 hours to my best with all the freedom I need.
Mom, I'm told we're low on champagne.
Thank you. I'll have the bar restocked.
Already New Year's back home.
Give my best to Caden. Oh, Mrs. Thompson, what a spectacular affair.
As a rule, parties bore me, but not this one.
I'm so glad you're enjoying yourself.
Oh, we are. Very much.
Dr. Landau.
Hmm.
The woman who came in today.
As I said, I'm sorry you had to see that. Female patient. Very sad.
Yes. I was speaking with one of the doctors.
Oh.
He thought it might be a good idea if the hospital offered some kind of instruction for women. Health instruction. Prenatal care.
Oh, really? Which doctor was that?
I don't recall his name. Older gentleman. His point was the entire situation could have been prevented.
Excuse me?
How's everyone doing? Sweet news for you?
You might have to. Your wife's just been lecturing me on our hospital's complicity in a woman's miscarriage.
No, I...
Negligent work?
That's what I meant.
I'm sure it wasn't. Well, why are we talking shop on New Year's Eve?
Oh, look! It's Howard Carter himself, back from the Valley of the Kings. With New Year's bottles for all our guests.
Everyone, please, come and partake of King Tut's treasure.
A scarab brooch for you, Mrs. Landau? A tie pin for you, Doctor?
It's beautiful.
Step on up, everyone. Please, help yourselves.
He's a real diamond. Richard, I was wondering if I might have a word.
Of course.
Do you like living here?
Yes.
Then I'd appreciate if you'd stop filling Tommy's head with stories about the past.
It's all very painful for him.
I understand.
I knew you would. Are you going out this evening?
Yes. Meet a friend.
Well, enjoy yourself. And let's look to the future.
Hold it right there.
Understand there's a game over at the Traymore.
Not if they hear you're coming.
In the mood, George?
Remus shuns gambling. Look, another mummy.
My apologies, gentlemen. I trust you've been enjoying yourselves.
We're getting real friendly. Promise this year that stick it only halfway in. As I was saying, I'll do 500 cases a month of rum. Plus...
I need to stop you. I won't be selling you alcohol anymore. Things have changed.
How come?
It's not really your concern.
Exactly the kind of high-handed attitude that makes...
I've got friends in politics. Highly placed friends. As a favor to them, and for my own peace of mind, I prefer to simplify things.
Well, I got money, you got booze. What could be simpler than that?
But I sell to one buyer only. Effective immediately, I'll be exporting exclusively from Atlantic City to Mr. Rothstein. If you'd like, you can buy directly from him.
At a 50% markup.
Well, you could always buy from Brooklyn.
Still love it. Peg Leg Lonergan.
Those patties won't sell to Italians.
Sorry, boys. New year, new rules.
Well, see, that makes sense. Chink I know, runs the laundry. Tells me 23 is the year of the pig.
This is a business decision, Mr. Rossetti.
I come all the way down here. Put up with car troubles.
We all got the same news.
Yeah, but we ain't all in the same fucking boat. I'm getting squeezed on all sides here by...
Actually, Stein.
No, fuck you, Frank. Your fucking rat hole bar and your warehouse in Canarsie. I don't see you doing me any favors, amigo. And you. You smug, kike midget. Creeping around like a fucking dentist with the ether.
Why don't you watch your fucking...
Why don't you go sit in the corner, short pants? And then there's you. Fucking breadstick in a bow tie. You pasty-faced cocksucker.
You must be tired, Mr. Rossetti. That can make a man irritable. You need some rest.
I need 500 cases of rum.
You and your men. My guests at the Ritz.
You think I can't float my own hotel room?
I'm making a goodwill gesture. Accept it or not.
How about I make one, too?
You'll not do it here.
I'll shit you up like yesterday's sausage, you bog-trotting prick.
You're making my decision very easy.
Nobody here could take a joke.
Geh sich über dann.
he was sleeping through the night.
Sometimes he's hungry still.
How's Abigail's cold?
Better.
I lost.
This year will be more lucky.
These flowers are for you.
Thank you for coming.
Always lovely to see you.
Well, we made it. 1923.
Hard to believe, isn't it?
In some ways, I wish the world would slow down. Hmm.
You have the right attitude here.
Good night now.
Night.
How dare you?
I beg your pardon.
Don't ever drag me into a situation like that again.
What situation?
Your issues. Whatever your cause is this time. My name is on that hospital.
As is mine.
And it's not to provide you with a bully pulpit.
You come and go as you please, and I do all that's required of me.
Everything you do is because I pay for it.
Don't pretend you don't enjoy playing the benefactor.
You made me a benefactor by giving that land away. I had no...
Is it New Year's yet?
Yes, dear. Could you not sleep?
Tips for the staff.
The bishop's office called. They need an answer regarding the St. Gregory Award.
When is it?
A week from Tuesday.
I'll think about it. Happy New Year.
Ich bin schon in der Klippe.
Schön, wie Graf Potocki.
Glück schön! Was nicht. Maybe I come later.
Why, Miss Kent.
Surprised?
I'm shocked. What happened to Cleopatra?
I'd say she flipped her wig. Enjoy yourself tonight.
I've never had so much fun pretending I didn't know someone.
The only place I can truly rest my head.
Well, you're not resting yet.
Some change, yeah.